Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, December 14th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. It is Fruitcake Day. Let's do the Geraldo Journal here very quickly. December 14th, 2021, did not hear from Geraldo. And that is that for the Geraldo Journal today. I think somebody's been messing with my microphone again. Don't you? You know, this is one of those things in life that will slowly but surely drive you insane. Okay, that's not okay. I think there we are. Okay, now we're back to where we need to be. All right. Now, tonight is the big fruitcake day, to be sure, here on this Tuesday, December 14th, 2021, 19 minutes past the hour. Tonight, from 6:15 until 7 p.m., we will be tossing the fruitcakes. The list right now, as we have it, is Scott, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, 8 years old, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, Golden Voice Ted Williams, Caledonia Mayor April Morrison, Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life, Linda Sims, Bob Smith, Naturalist James Anderson, and Ed Brown, who we just recently learned would be in it. And Ed Brown is a Marion City police officer. He is the coordinator for the Impact Program. So that is who Ed Brown is. So that is the list as we have it for tonight. And a possible Richard Carey could be here. Now, I don't know. I know he was entered, but we haven't got back a total confirmation on Richard Carey yet. I think the last I heard was a good possibility. So if anybody knows if Richard Carey is going to be here tonight at 6:15 to toss one of these fruitcakes, let me know. If he's available, or if Richard Carey's out there listening, let me know if he'll be in it so we can make sure to put him down. 740-383-9944. Now, it's becoming a stir, though, I have to tell you that. People are so excited about this tonight. I know that groups are going to come out here. There are a lot of spectators that are going to be out here. Now, I do want to remind people, it's going to be a little bit of a parking issue out here tonight because of where we're located on 523 South Prospect Street, but nobody can park in the driveway because that's where we're going to be standing to throw the fruitcakes. So nobody can park in the driveway. Just a little word to the wise. If there's a car there, it's going to be hard to throw a fruitcake from that particular spot. And it will be broadcast live on the air from 6:15 until 7 p.m. tonight. So you will have all the blow-by-blow action on how this is going to happen. And just to give you a little insight again, Scott has said that if he should win tonight, he wants me to eat a piece of fruitcake tomorrow on the air. So that's hanging out there tonight. Adam, who I think is totally psyched out at this point, I don't know if he's got his self-confidence back today or not, but got totally psyched out by Pastor Craig the other night, has been in the gym. He was going to the gym yesterday morning to get ready for the fruitcake toss, so you've got him. Glenn Coble just simply wants to beat Adam, is what I've heard. Pastor Craig and Barry Hensley have been practicing on a property. We don't know where they're at this particular point. Ralph, who is my pick because he has experience in this, has thrown a fruitcake 40 foot out at the Tallgrass Trail, so we know that's going on. Well, James Anderson is from the Tallgrass Trail, so you got to say that he's got a good chance tonight. Ted Williams, the Golden Voice, has been very active in baseball throughout his life, so he might be able to toss a fruitcake a good distance. We've got Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life. He used to play football. He's got to be a strong contender, big guy. Bob Smith from Marion Area Transit. You've got April Morrison, Caledonia Mayor. She could sneak in and win this thing tonight. Mayor Kellogg, Mayor Jack Kellogg, solid, solid competitor in anything he's ever done and in great shape for 85 years of age. I think he'll be very strong tonight. And Mary Ellen Withrow, how can you not say that Mary Ellen Withrow could win this thing? She's won so many things in her life. Tonight could be another accolade that she could rack up. Now, at this point, I'm not sure if Mary Ellen will be throwing a fruitcake or if her granddaughter will. I heard speculation that her granddaughter might be doing this, and if her granddaughter might be throwing on her behalf, well, that could change the whole ballgame. Because, you know, Mary Ellen's granddaughter could be a very sporty person. Hard to tell. I'm not sure which granddaughter we're talking about, or I would be able to tell you. Now, but Mary Ellen will definitely be here. And Mary Ellen might just throw an honorary fruitcake toss. She might just, you know, get the thing moving this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, couple things. One thing, if Dick Carey shows up, you know that fruitcake might come up missing at some point.
We won't see it for 28 years.
Okay, all right. and the other thing, I don't know if you've ever watched any high school or college girls fast pitch softball.
I have.
Okay, because they do, you know, they do a underhanded once around windup.
Right.
Okay, so you got to stipulate that, I think that it has to be done such as in slow pitch softball where there's no overhanded or underhanded windup.
Yeah, I've got to restipulate that tonight before
right.
we start because...
if there's some high, if there's some girl there, they might try one, you know, what I call a windmill windup. You know.
That's right. And you know, that would be I'll tell them all beforehand, that would be grounds for a disqualification
right.
if you do that.
It's a slow pitch.
Yep, one underhanded toss.
Right.
That's all you get. Now, interestingly enough, I did want to make this announcement. I got an email yesterday, tonight, and I think this kind of all brings it together. The Civitan Club is going to be here.
Oh, great. You know, I was going to mention with all of the advertising, I would hope somebody from the Civitan Club would have heard of it.
They
you
did.
Know, that's
they,
great.
They emailed me yesterday, and here's the thing, and I love this. The whole group is going to come tonight, the whole Marion Civitan group.
Oh, great.
And I believe her name is Teresa Lubke. I have it on another piece of paper. She is going to speak for 5 minutes on the air and in front of the group on their behalf and tell how this all got started back in 1970, and they are actually bringing 4 fruitcakes tonight.
Isn't she associated with the Y?
I think so in some way.
Yeah.
I think so. So we're definitely going to have spectators now because the Civitan Club's
right.
going to be here, and they like the idea of this, and everything turned out well.
Great. Yeah. Good luck.
Hey, thank you, Ernie. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, that was one of the announcements I wanted to make, is that the Civitan Club, who has supplied all these Claxton fruitcakes throughout Marion, is going to be here tonight, and before we start tossing these fruitcakes at 6:30, she is going to address the crowd out here and let us know how this all got started in 1970. This has been going on for, 51 years now, 51 Christmases here in Marion. So the Civitan Club will be here, and they're bringing 4 fruitcakes. So that'll be great. It's going to be a fantastic night. Now, you got to remember again, so as our friend Ernie just said there, slow pitch softball, 35 foot from the pitcher's mound to the catcher's mound. That's about where I think it's going to be tonight. But we're going to have 60 foot roped off just in case. We'll have a 60 foot area. I don't think anybody's going to hit 60 foot, but... we will see. If they should go over 60 foot, they'll go over 60 foot. It's not like they would hit anything, but 60 foot will be the length that we have roped off here tonight. Okay. Oh, we had a question yesterday. I want to make sure I get this in. We had a question yesterday about Social Security. And I got a call yesterday on the answering machine that the service coordinator of where one of our listeners lives contacted Social Security directly, and there is going to be no change in Social Security dates. None. You're still going to get your check on the 3rd. There's going to be no change at the 1st of the year. Now, I don't know where that rumor got started, but apparently a lot of people seem to think this is going to happen. But one of our listeners, wherever they live, the service coordinator contacted Social Security directly, and there will be no change in when people get their checks. So no worries there. Don't worry about your Social Security when the new year rolls around. Okay. Glad we got that out of the way. No reason for people to worry here at the holiday time. Also got a message that somebody is calling. Now, I don't know if it's a scam or not, but somebody's calling around in regard to taxes and COVID-19. So if you get a call in regard to COVID or taxes or tax relief, 80% tax relief or anything like that, don't give them any information. Don't give them any personal information. That is never a good thing. All right. And tonight, just want to remind everybody again, the weather will be 47 degrees and the winds will be 6 miles per hour. That is the projected forecast. And being that today is the day, I think that we can project the forecast pretty well at this particular point. 47 degrees and the winds 6 miles per hour. Going to be a big show tonight. Remember, the show will kick off here on the station at 6:15, and at 6:15 we will start by talking with the Civitan Club. We'll talk with some of our fruitcake throwers before they actually throw. 6:30, the actual toss will happen, and we'll let you know what's happening over the air, and we'll give you the winner probably right around 7 o'clock tonight. I know Angie has put together some really great sweet treats, let's say, because I know there's an assortment. So those are going to be very delicious tonight. Pastor Craig now is bringing a meat and cheese tray, and we thank him for that. So it's going to be a festive party here tonight in the holiday spirit. Now, if anybody else wants to bring anything, let me know so I can mark this down ahead of time. 740-383-9944. And even if you're not in the fruitcake toss and you're just coming down here to watch, let me know as well. And we'll see that everything gets taken care of. Now, remember, don't park any places you're not supposed to park because it's going to be a tight fit down here. Now, I think you can park down some of these side streets, and there is parking here on South Prospect Street along the road. So, you know, just be careful of that. There might be a little bit of walking involved tonight. But other than that, it's going to happen. It's going to be a happening, and everybody's excited. Even when I was talking to Santa Claus last night, he was excited about this particular event. So it's going to be something. And I know, I think there might even be some media here tonight. That was my understanding. I don't want to say anything because I don't know for sure, but there's a good possibility that there might be some media here tonight. So that's where it stands. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything on your mind at this particular point, Fruitcake Day. You know, the anticipation is great because, number one, we'll be broadcasting this tonight. And number two, tomorrow we'll have all the fallout. You know, the time for talk is over. This is your last time for talk. The time for talk is going to end at about 10 a.m. this morning. Because then we're heading into the fruitcake toss tonight at 6:15. So this is your last chance to say anything in regard to tonight's event. Because once tonight's event is over, tomorrow, what is it to the winner? What's the saying? To the winner goes something, to the victor goes the spoils. Is that what it is? All I keep hearing is that whole ABC Wide World of Sports thing. The thrill of victory in the agony of defeat. I've never called a fruitcake toss on the air, so that'll be fun as well. And it'll be great to have all these people here tonight who I like quite a bit. Mary Ellen and all our listeners and all the people from the station and Mayor Kellogg and Ed Brown and James Anderson and Mike McGinnis and the whole big group. What a fun event this has turned into. And the Civitan Club being here tonight will also be a lot of fun. All right. Anybody have anything to say in regard to that or anything else. Got about 28 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. The phone lines are open. 33 minutes past the hour here. Oh, let's see here. We've got some Christmas cards to deal with here in the Christmas season. Oh, again, I hate to bring up something bad here, but the fountain drink machine, or what they're saying is any carbonated drinks you cannot get. So carbonated drinks are still not working at the McDonald's on Route 95. I don't know what has gone on there. I don't know if the hose is broken. But two mornings now, I've had to go somewhere else. Now, yesterday I went down to Wendy's. Today I went down to Burger King. And Burger King was very nice, very hospitable. Got right through there with no problem. But what in the world is going on with McDonald's on Mount Vernon Avenue? No fountain drinks at all. I don't even know if I should pull in there anymore in the morning, because I don't know if this is a long-term problem. And again, as I said yesterday, I don't understand why, if there are three other McDonald's in the area, and you're a multi-billion dollar company, you can't get a carbonation problem fixed within 24 hours, because we are now on day two of this whole carbonation issue at McDonald's. Just wanted to mention that here this morning. Okay, if you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, there is still time. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. But you'll want to get it out in the next couple days because time is running out on that. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Also, if you want to send us a Christmas card, it's WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion. Make sure you put your return address on the card or on the envelope, and we will make sure to get you a card back. Now, we have a whole host of cards here that must have come in over the weekend. So let me run through the cards here that we have. Always fun to get in the Christmas cards. I did not have a chance this morning preparing for the fruitcake toss to even open up the envelope, so now I will have a chance to do that. All right, here is a Christmas card. Beautiful card. Santa Claus himself on the front. Hey, he could be here tonight. Says, Happy Holidays. It's Santa with two gifts in his hand standing right in front of the Christmas tree. And inside it says, let's see here. What does the inside of the card say? Sending you the warmest of wishes at this special time of the year. Angie, Adam, Scott, Ted, and Glenn. And this is from Erlen and Joan. Erlen and Joan. Well, I thank you very much for that card. Glad you're out there listening. Erlen and Joan. Beautiful card here. All right. Let's move on to the next card. Hope everybody's having a good time out there this morning. Hope your wrapping's done and your cooking is getting done, so on and so forth. Ah, here's another card with the big man himself, Santa Claus, on the front. Now, this one has Santa Claus reading a list in front of a Christmas tree. Merry Christmas. And then you open it up, and it says, with many good wishes for Christmas and the coming year. Scott and the crew at WWGH Radio, Merry Christmas. Your friends, John and Carolyn Heimlich. John and Carolyn, thank you for that card. Santa Claus looking awful happy on the cover of this card, reading his list. All right, let's get into the next card here. Nice big red envelope. Let's pull this one open. Ah, Santa Claus is on the front. Now, see, Santa Claus is in his sleigh on the front of this one with his reindeer pulling him. Kind of a nice scene here. It says, Merry Christmas. On the inside, some old-fashioned Christmas wishes for happiness, joy, and good cheer that turn into holiday memories you'll cherish throughout the new year. Scott and crew of WWGH Radio, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, your listeners, Ralph and Becky Thacker. Well, Ralph and Becky, I know you're committed listeners out there, and we appreciate you all year round. All right. Great card there from Ralph and Becky Thacker. And let's see what we have here. We have another card to go yet this morning. Let's see if I can get it open here. This one's sealed pretty good. What is the game where they used to open up the envelopes on the air? That's what I feel like, opening up these envelopes on the air. Okay, here we go. Now, this is a nice and beautiful card. It's got a, looks like a little boy, I think it's a little boy, sitting beside his bed with a bear, and looks like getting ready to go to bed on Christmas Eve. And on the inside it says, Scott, God bless us, everyone, and especially you. Have your merriest Christmas ever. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. This 2021 year went by so fast. Hope 2022 will be a good and happy year for all of the WWGH staff. And that's from our friend Jeannie Evers. We thank Jeannie for that card. So some great, great long-term listeners there sending us cards, and we appreciate that. Jeannie Evers, Ralph and Becky Thacker, Carolyn and John Heimlich, and Erlen and Joan. I believe their last name is Stitt. Okay, Stitt, yeah, S-T-I-T-T. So thank you all for the cards, and we will make sure to get you cards out in the mail. Now let me tell you about the progress, or the process, however you want to say it this morning, with the WWGH Christmas cards. Now, here is what has happened. Now, as I told you this year, we wanted to make special cards, and not just send out your basic Christmas card. So, we were dealing with Office Depot on this to make the cards special. And over the weekend, I got the card how I wanted it and ready to go so we would be able to send them out this week. So last night, I went over to Office Depot to pick up the cards. They said they were ready. And I walked in, and immediately, I knew that there was trouble. They had the cards kind of in an envelope, like an old picture envelope that you would get film developed in. And I made sure to open them. Now, this is always something you should do. Look at the card before you leave the place. So I pulled the card out. And what they had done is they had taken what was supposed to be on the card, and it was only on half of the card. Half of the card was blank. So you had one side of the card which was completely blank, which is where you would put the address and the return address and all that. And then the other side of the card had what was supposed to be there on half of it. And then the other half was completely blank. So I realized this was a problem. So the person who was running the checkout, I brought this up to them, and they said, oh, no problem, we can fix that. We can't fix it tonight, but we'll fix it, and we'll let you know as soon as it's fixed. Now, she understood the problem, that basically I just wanted what was on half of the card to be on the whole card on one side. So hopefully she will have those fixed very soon, probably not today, with the big fruitcake toss going on, but I'm sure she will have those fixed very soon, and then we will obviously get those out to the listening audience who has sent us Christmas trees, or Christmas cards, and to be honest, right now we have quite a few Christmas cards, so that's going to end up being a big job. So that's the way it is. 740-383-9944, does anybody have anything to say on this Tuesday, December the 14th, 2021. I like getting these Christmas cards. Set the envelopes over here so we remember to send return cards to those people, and we'll have to get these Christmas cards up on the wall here. Does anybody still send Christmas cards? apparently our listeners do, which I'm very, very happy to hear about. And I hope we get more in. We've still got a whole, week and a half before the big day. And clearly, I haven't sent my Christmas cards out, so it's a late thing sometimes. But we'll get those Christmas cards up on our Christmas wall over there. You know, interestingly enough, we have not heard from Adam this morning. He might have been totally psyched out. Or maybe he went to the gym yesterday and pulled a hamstring or something before tonight's big fruitcake challenge. You never know. It's going to be great to have the Civitan Club here tonight. I'm interested to learn exactly how this whole fruitcake thing, this whole Claxton fruitcake thing got started back in 1970. This whole thing got underway. Marion has been the home to Claxton fruitcakes for 51 years. Now, isn't it interesting, though? You can't buy a Claxton fruitcake. You can't buy really any fruitcake in a store, can you? I have not seen fruitcakes in a store for quite a while. I know a few years ago, Meyer was selling a brand of fruitcake. Now, I don't think it was the Claxton, but are there any stores in Marion where you can buy these? I know you can get them at the banks, but are there any stores in Marion where you can buy the fruitcakes, Claxton or otherwise? I don't see them anywhere anymore. A few years ago, Meyer did kind of have an off-brand, but I don't see them in the grocery stores. I don't see them anywhere. So had it not been for the Civitan Group supplying them to the banks here in town, I don't know that we would even have any fruitcakes. I don't know what has happened to that. Maybe it's become a past tense thing. Now, interestingly enough, this past weekend when I was in Bucyrus, I saw something at one of the stores there. May have been Aldi. But it looks like a fruitcake. Now, I wasn't going to get one to taste it, because I certainly didn't want to taste it. But it's called a stole. Is that right? A Christmas stole? Or a Christmas stroll? I'm not sure which it was. S-T-O-L-L or S-T-R-O-L-L? I know I picked it up, and there were quite a few of them there in the Aldi. And it looks like a fruitcake. But it wasn't called a fruitcake. Does anybody know what this thing is? The Christmas stole? Or the Christmas stroll? Is that similar to a fruitcake? Because they didn't have any fruitcakes either. They just had the Christmas stoles. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any idea what that is? I had no clue what that particular item was. But it looked so much like a fruitcake, I wasn't going to touch it. Although, it did have icing on top. There was icing on top, and I've never seen a fruitcake with icing on top. So, that maybe that's one of the differences. I really don't know. All right. Well, apparently nobody else knows what that is either. It didn't look like they were selling a whole lot of them. So I kind of felt bad that these Christmas stoles or Christmas strolls were not selling very well. Although, they were there. So I guess we have that plus. All right. What else is to talk about here in the Christmas season as we head in to the holidays? The holidays, boy, oh boy. You know, Janie Evers had it right here. This year went by so, so fast. We are just blowing by, and I know we say that every year, that this year went by fast, but 2021 seemingly went by like nobody's business. I mean, I remember Christmas last year, and it just seems like yesterday. But here we are. In a new year, once again. Go ahead, caller.
The stollen is a German type of cake that goes back a couple hundred years. It's a little bit drier than a fruitcake. It has fruits and nuts and some type of, it's called a mazepin or something like that. It's a like an almond butter. It'll be, well, you'll taste it when you cut into it. But they're usually covered with powdered sugar or an icing.
So it's a stolen.
Yes.
And now
it's German.
Now, have you had them?
Oh, yeah, we bought one last weekend. We can't find fruitcakes.
Well, see, do stores sell fruitcakes anymore? What happened there?
We can't find them. Kroger's doesn't seem to have them. The banks are sold out. Last year, we bought a couple down in Columbus. But that was because we got lucky and happened to see them.
Now, you know, it's interesting. It seems as if there was a call for these things, that the stores would have them.
Yes.
But they don't.
Maybe it's a shortage. I know that certain breads are hard to find because of, I don't remember what I heard a couple weeks ago, but it has something to do with the ingredients to make certain types of bread.
But a stolen does not taste like a fruitcake.
No, it's a little bit drier, as a matter of fact.
More dry than a Claxton fruitcake.
Maybe, about to say maybe, but it tastes a little bit different, maybe a little bit sweeter. You're going to have coffee or tea or milk or something to drink to wash it down with.
But this is a German Christmas tradition.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
It goes back several hundred years.
Well, you know, it's interesting that that makes it to the stores, but fruitcakes don't.
Or maybe it's because everybody bought up the fruitcakes and nobody wants the stolen.
Well, now, I know that there are, I'm not going to say because I don't want the bank to be bombarded, but there is a bank in town that does still have fruitcakes.
Ooh.
Yeah. As of yesterday. I think people keep going to the same banks or maybe to their banks, but I think they went to most banks here in Marion, and there is a bank that probably does not see a whole lot of traffic that still had fruitcakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep looking.
Keep looking. They're still out there. Well, I'm going to ask the Civitan Club when they're here tonight how many they've sold this year and are they going to be restocked?
And Teresa is the head of the YMCA.
Oh, so she's the head of the
YMCA.
So she'll know all about this tonight. She'll know all about exercise.
Either that or she'll fake it.
Well, we'll see. Well, you know, either way, she's only got 5 minutes.
That's true.
That's right. How bad can you mess that up? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's coming up tonight here. Yeah, the Civitan Club will be here. Now, there are banks that still do have fruitcakes, although I'm not going to mention them because you have to find your fruitcakes on your own, I guess, at this point. But it is interesting that the stolens are being sold in grocery stores, which apparently are the German version of a fruitcake, but don't taste like a fruitcake. But fruitcakes are not sold in any stores. Did anybody see any fruitcakes in any stores anywhere? I didn't see anything like that. Go ahead, caller.
You were talking about bread and stuff that that there's a shortage of. I haven't seen, maybe I'm just not looking in the right spot, but I haven't seen for a long time pumpernickel.
Have you ever had
pumpernickel?
I have not tasted it, but you know, it's odd that you bring that up, because the other day somebody was talking about getting pumpernickel, and I can't remember where they said they got it, but I know it was, where was it? Was it somewhere in Bucyrus or Galleon? So I know it's out there.
It's like fruitcake. You wouldn't want it every day, but once a year it's nice. My mom used to get it around Christmas time. And, like, you rip the top off, and then you put, she always used, like, spinach dip, and then the top that you rip off, you just break up in pieces and put around the pumpernickel.
So, I got a message yesterday from Bob. Now, he's the dispatcher, right?
No. He's our bus washer. All these buses get washed every day, and he's the one that does it.
Oh, so he washes it. Now, how do you wash the bus?
Well, let me just tell you. When he went on vacation, when I first started here, and I had to wash a bus, we had to wash our own buses, I did not fully appreciate his services until I had to, you think it's a pain in the butt washing your car, so I get, now, you have to use this chamois, it looks like a broom, because the bus is, you know, it's like 10 foot tall, and it's quite an undertaking.
So he really might have some arm strength here tonight.
He
messaged me and said, what time do I need to be there? I can only be there for an hour, get away from work. But I told him 6:15 to 7:15, so we'll see how he'll do tonight.
I think he'll do pretty good.
You got any last minute picks on the winner here? Adam apparently stole his.
I'm going to change my horse in this race. I got my money on Lily.
Lily, going to put it on Lily? You know, I'm interested to see how an 8-year-old will throw this fruitcake.
Watch her just slide in there and take the spray.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not based on power, and we've got all these people like Craig and Adam and people of that nature, Mike McGinnis, all thinking they're going to take this thing, but it could be Lily. It could be Mary Ellen's granddaughter. It could, you don't know.
It could be you.
Well, I'm tossing one. Nobody's put their money on me, and I'm kind of offended by the whole thing.
Say the title again, because that's a mouthful, but it's fun to hear.
Yes, the
if you come in first place, you will be crowned as
the Fruitcake Chucker Champion.
First annual Fruitcake Chucker Champion.
And you will get a prize. I do want to, well, first of all, number one, apparently we're having deli meats and cheese tonight, thanks to Pastor Craig. And thanks to Angie, we're going to have some sweet treats here for Christmas. And also I want to say that the winner... they're going to get, it's three different things the winner will get. There are three things that will be, well, four, really, four things that are unique. These are unique prizes, so let's put it that way.
I can really see this blowing up as like a big Marian tradition.
Well, let me say this diplomatically. I learned yesterday from a very, very reliable source that another event in town that operates very similarly to this had 18 entries this year. We now sit at 23. If Santa shows up, 24. So, and we only did it for a week.
Well, I think where you went right was, this is like you said, this is so public friendly. Anyone could do this.
Well, think if we actually started this back the week of Thanksgiving, like that other event starts, and actually took 3 weeks instead of one, where people could get it on their calendars, and I think we would have had the prosecutor and the police chief and the mayor. You know, a lot of people just couldn't come because of conflicting schedules. A lot of people were nominated.
That's why if this was tomorrow night, I'd be there. I'd be taking whatever those three prizes are.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm very impressed that this was able to happen in the course of 7 days, because the first day we took nominations was last Tuesday.
And switching gears here, it comes as to no surprise that the stolen that would be found at Aldi's, because I'm sure you know that's a German chain, right?
Oh, I did. Aldi's is a German chain.
Yeah, if you ever look at maybe not every single product, but quite a few, they're like their products have like a little on the packaging. You'll see the German flag on the packaging.
So Germany has snuck their way into this country.
Well, we've been here for a long time. I've been an Aldi's fanatic for many years.
Have you had a stolen?
I have not.
Well, I tell you, they're out there.
Yep, things to try.
Have you seen?
Our culinary horizon.
Have you seen any fruitcakes?
Have I had any fruitcakes? Are you kidding me? I've already been in the fruitcake. You know, I love fruitcake.
But our last caller says they can't find any.
Well, like you told the last caller, they're just not looking in the right spot. I could get my hands on one right now if I wanted one.
Well, see, you know as well as I do, there are certain places that do still, and a matter of fact, have quite a few of them, is my understanding.
It's like a pot of gold at the bottom of the rainbow.
Well, I can't wait to talk to the Civitan group tonight and figure out how this is all distributed and how many they've sold, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, here's something to think about. I'm not trying to be the director of operations on your little parade here, but wouldn't this be cool, maybe thinking ahead for next year, try to give Rufus a call and get Rufus up here.
Rufus?
He could be like the guest of honor or something. Rufus from the Claxton.
Oh, from Claxton, Georgia?
You forgot about Rufus?
No, I forgot his name, but I remember him.
I can never forget that name because it's my dog's name.
No, I remember him well. He had a nice southern drawl, and he was letting us know that he'd worked there for 30 plus years. And
my sister lives in Georgia, and I could listen to her talk for hours.
Now, does she go over to Claxton, Georgia?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her next time I talk to her. Well, I don't want to be a radio hog. We best get off here.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. See, I get talking to people. I enjoy talking to listeners. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. That's 740-383-9944 if you got anything to say. Don't forget, tonight, it is the fruitcake toss. You do not want to miss it. Who is going to be the first Fruitcake Chucker champion? Very, very unique title. And as I say, it's my understanding, I can't confirm, but there will be other media here tonight except for me covering this event. So it will be a real humdinger. Will it be Ted Williams? Will it be Mike McGinnis? Will it be Adam? Will it be Pastor Craig? Will it be Mary Ellen? Will it be Mayor Kellogg? Or will it be any of the 22 to 20? Will it be Santa Claus? Is Santa Claus going to show? We don't even know yet. But I'll tell you this. The anticipation is at an all-time high, and the tension is so thick. Now, here's a great sporting term. The tension is so thick, you could cut it with a knife. And tonight, you're going to get the play-by-play right here on WWGH Radio Live, starting at 6:15. Civitan Club will be here. Also, don't forget, if you do want to come watch, we're going to be outside, so it's not like you will have any trouble doing that. Wear your Christmas attire. You know, your blinking lights and your Christmas sweaters and, you know, I really, my big thing is a Christmas sweatshirt. I should have had a Christmas sweatshirt made to MC this event tonight. A fruitcake sweatshirt that I would hang in my closet, or a t-shirt. T-shirt would be fine, although I'd have to wear some kind of sports coat or something over a t-shirt. Be a little cold if I just was out there in a t-shirt tonight at 47 degrees with winds at 6 miles per hour. Don't come dressed under. Overdress. It's easier to take off a coat or a sweater than it will be to get one from your car. All right, I'm signing off, but we've got Adam the Computer Guy today, 2 until 3. We've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 till 5. And then tonight, the Fruitcake Showdown, the Fruitcake Toss, 6 to 7 on this station. For this day, Scott Spear is heading for the dugout with a fruitcake on my mind and in my heart from Claxton, Georgia.
Springer performing Santa Baby live on air.
Santa Baby under the tree.